Hi, welcome to Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Molina June Pierre, and I am happy to record this 20th episode of this wonderful podcast that the Lord has led me to start. And, you know, today I am going to be talking on a subject that, you know, we all can relate with and we all went through. And ultimately, what I want you to know is that you are in good company. But before we start, I want us to start off with our breathing exercise. You know, we do this breathing exercise just to quiet our minds a little bit and just to focus, cut out the distractions, focus on God, and just hone in on this moment that we have with God, this precious moment. And we do this by breathing and releasing, breathing in the peace of God and releasing all of our anxieties, releasing all of our fears. So let's start off with our breathing exercise. Let's go. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. One more time, take another deep breath in. Hold it and gently release. One more time, take a deep breath in. And release. Very good, very good. So now all of our distractions are in and we know that we are here. And today, and for the next few days, we're going to be talking on the topic rejection. And like I said, it's something that we all have dealt with, the feeling of being rejected, of being by our family, maybe from our neighborhood. You know, when you are striving to be that person or you're just going after your dreams, you're often rejected, especially in your own home, in your own area. You're rejected by the people that you've expected to, you know, embrace you and notice your talent, or notice your gifts, but you have been rejected, or you work so hard for something only to be turned down or uninvited to certain spaces where you feel that you so clearly belong. And I just want you to know, number one, that you are in good company. You're not the only person that has experienced it. In fact, you know, God, hallelujah, Jesus himself was rejected. And so, you know, rejection is something that could really mess with your psyche. It can mess with your mind, your emotions. It can mess with your health. It could really make you feel as if, you know, you don't belong. You know, it's almost like this, it can follow you for the rest of your life. Let's be honest, it can follow you. And even when you are doing the very thing that you set out to do, you could even be faced with imposter syndrome. You could be faced with that same rejection if you are not healed from it, if you do not move on from it. And so today I just want to read this scripture into your hearing about the cornerstone. I want you to know that you are the cornerstone. If you've ever been rejected, don't feel bad. Don't give up, because you're in good company and you are the cornerstone. In fact, the chief cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ, hallelujah, has been rejected before time and time again, hallelujah. And we're going to read it right here. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 7, it says, "This precious value then is for you who believe, but for those who disbelieve," hallelujah, "the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone and a stone of a stumbling and a rock of offense, for they stumbled because they are disobedient to the word of God, and to this doom they were also appointed. But I want us to focus on that key phrase in there, and it's very familiar. The stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone. And you know, I had to research what a cornerstone was, and I actually have it here for you to for your understanding on the value of a cornerstone and how important a cornerstone, hallelujah, how important a cornerstone is. So a cornerstone marks the geographical location by orienting a building in a specific direction. Depending on the type of structure, the deposits were placed at the corners of a building or at points of importance in a structure, such as the entrance. So, you know, in building terms, I'm not a builder, but I just understand that a cornerstone is very important when it comes to how a building is built, and it orients, hallelujah, the building in a specific direction. And understanding your value as the cornerstone, even though you were rejected, understanding your place in Christ is so important, your place in the body. And so that part of your relationship must be established with the Lord. Knowing your purpose must be established by the Lord. The point is, once you understand who you are, they're going to come back to you. Hallelujah. They're going to come back to you because you are valuable. You are valuable. You are precious when it comes to building, when it comes to the body of Christ. Your place is necessary, okay? It's necessary to the body of Christ when we're talking about us, ones who are often, hallelujah, rejected. Hallelujah. 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 A cornerstone is precious, hallelujah, for the foundation. It is precious, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is precious for the space, hallelujah, that it is going to occupy. The cornerstone can't just be any old piece of stone. It has to have integrity. It must be strong. The cornerstone, hallelujah, is weighted. The cornerstone is sturdy, hallelujah. It may be rigid and rugged, hallelujah, but it is essential for the building. And so are you for the body of Christ. So don't mind your weightiness, your deepness. Don't mind the fact, hallelujah, that you are a little rough around the edges or rigid. You are necessary, hallelujah, for the building. You are necessary for the body of Christ. You are necessary, hallelujah. Your deepness, hallelujah, is necessary. Your weightiness is necessary, hallelujah, for the body of Christ. And because of your importance, they will need you, hallelujah. They must come back to you. So the rejection is only temporary. The building cannot be complete, hallelujah, unless you are there. You are a significant part of the foundation. In fact, you have, hallelujah, you have a greater purpose even as the cornerstone. Hallelujah. You have a greater purpose. Hallelujah. You have multi-purpose functionality in the name of Jesus, in the body of Christ. And that's who Jesus Christ was. And you are in company with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so today I want you to know, hallelujah, that where you are right now, whether you are in hiding, whether you are under a pile of rubble, whether you feel as if you are being drowned, hallelujah, due to the rejection, understand, hallelujah, that you are being built up. God have you where you are for this season, for a purpose. Nothing before its time. Because like I said, no matter the fact that you feel as if you've been rejected, understand that you are necessary. The building is incomplete. The work cannot go on unless you are, hallelujah, in position, unless they come back and put you where you belong. Hallelujah. And they will have to do it by way, hallelujah, by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so I encourage you today, hallelujah, we're gonna go in even further and deeper in tomorrow's lesson, but I want you to know that being the cornerstone or being rejected, hallelujah, is not the end of your life. Being rejected is just for a season, hallelujah. That is not your final say. That is not the final say, hallelujah, of your fate. God has the final say. Man does not decide where you belong. Man does not decide, hallelujah, the weight of your purpose, hallelujah. Man does not decide, hallelujah, what you can and cannot do and who you can and cannot be. That is already written in the book of life. It is already written, hallelujah, in God's thoughts for you, hallelujah. Those very thoughts that he had when he formed you, hallelujah, while you were yet unformed in your mother's womb, hallelujah. Those thoughts, hallelujah, are great in number. Those thoughts are precious, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those thoughts are very precious to God, for you and of you, hallelujah. And that is what has the final say. And I want you to believe in God today, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, you are valuable to the kingdom of God and to the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. And your purpose will be fulfilled, rejected or not, hallelujah. So God bless you today. And I'm so happy to have shared this pocket of hope with you. Until next time.